The Cat Who Liked Rain, written by Henning Mankell and read by Stanley McGay. At first, Lucas was disappointed. When he woke up and heard his mum and dad singing at the side of his bed, all they had with them was a large cardboard box. It didn't even have any wrapping paper and ribbon round it. Lucas thought it looked like one of the boxes stored in the garage, full of old shoes. It didn't help that Mum was carrying a tray with a cake and 7 burning candles. Lucas stared at the cardboard box. Why was he being given a cardboard box full of old shoes as a birthday present? He could feel his lower lip starting to tremble, and it felt warm behind his eyes. But he didn't want to start crying. He didn't want to show that he was disappointed. Dad might be angry. He didn't like people being sad when it wasn't necessary, as he used to say. Lucas also wondered why Whirlwind wasn't there. Was he still asleep, even though it was his little brother's birthday? The important day, when he became exactly twice as old as Lucas. But just as Lucas started thinking about Whirlwind, in he came. He was wearing only one slipper and looked half asleep.
"Good, now we can all sing," said Axel in his booming voice.
He led them into a repeat version of Happy Birthday to You so loud that the window panes rattled. You could hardly hear Beatrice, but Lucas could see that she was moving her lips, and she was smiling. Lucas thought that it couldn't just be old shoes in the cardboard box. His parents weren't as cruel as that. But he became worried again when he looked at Whirlwind. His brother wasn't singing at all. He just stood there, grinning at Lucas. Nobody could grin like Whirlwind. The way he grinned made you angry and sad and frightened all at the same time. Obviously, Lucas thought, he knows what's in the box. He knows it's a pair of old shoes. Lucas started to wonder if he ought to run away. If all he got for his birthday was a pair of old shoes, that must mean that Mum and Dad and Whirlwind didn't love him anymore. And so he would run away. He'd go to somewhere where you were given proper parcels with wrapping paper and ribbon when it was your birthday. Then Lucas heard something. It was a different sort of sound forcing its way through his father's booming voice. What was it? There it was again. It sounded as if something was squeaking. Then, suddenly, just as Happy Birthday was finished, the cardboard box started moving. It started jumping up and down. The lid was shaking, as if the box had turned into a saucepan full of boiling water.